Hey, you're still here. Part two. Welcome. All right. So I sat for an hour and 40 minutes by myself and drank and talked. You possibly just watched part one of that, the what is this all about part. If you didn't, run back to part one and see what the heck we're doing here. Now, enjoy me swirling and twirling and drinking and showing you, proving to you that I indeed am a dummy. And it takes way longer than it should, so gosh darn, if you got an hour to kill, man, pour yourself a lot taller one than this, and belly up and enjoy this ridiculousness for part two. Thank you so much. Love you guys. So let's just dive into one. Let's just dive into what this looks like, and I can kind of tell you kind of what I do here. So my future sponsor, Blind Barrels. Look at this sweet box. First of all, that's their logo, bespeckled monkey. And then, so what happens is, and shout out to the Bourbon Junkies for doing this on their channel. And I went, what is that about? So I researched it and I was like, that seems like something. I mean, I'm a blind guy. Like, that's something that really fits my personality. So I got my first box yesterday. So basically you pay, I can't remember what it is right now, 60, I want to say 60. And every quarter, you're going to get a box. And so this is the September release, and there's a theme. So this is release 7, okay? And you get this awesome card. Boop. Card. Whoa. Okay. And it kind of just tells you a story, and it tells you the story of this flight and what the theme is, and this is called the Untouchables. And so every quarter, you're going to get 4 random samples. You don't know what they are. They're not published anywhere. And all the bottles aren't marked except for A, B, C, D. And then you just get to go and taste and try stuff. And the thing I think is, like, I feel like I've had a lot, most of the stuff that's known. And what they're going to focus on is a lot of the craft whiskeys. You know, Ben Holiday Distillery here in, I'm in Kansas City, and here in Weston is doing amazing things, and they're getting some love. Fred Minnick, these big channels I'm talking about. Everyone who tries Holiday is impressed with what they're doing, and they're doing it the right way. But they don't have wide distribution yet, so they're just kind of trying to get the word out. So I don't know if Holiday's been in here yet, but that's something you could, like, find in here. You know, it's going to be local, regional-type distilleries. There might be other stuff, very unique, maybe finishes. I don't know. I'm new to the service, but I am so excited. And in the back of this car, they kind of give you a tasting chart that kind of helps you nose and taste and score if again you want to, like, you know, get into that and learn as you go, which is a great way to learn. I probably will skip a lot of that because I just do, this is the dummy part. I just kind of say what I think and I sort of give a random score out of my butt and we move on. When you're ready to kind of start figuring things out, you scan this QR code and then you're taken to a site and it'll And I don't know the format yet. We haven't done it. Maybe we'll do it together here, because this is going to be an hour and a half long video and it's all said and done. So, but I think it's going to say, hey, A, proof, mash bill, age. I don't know if it's going to tell you the bottle right there at the glance. Maybe you have to, like, hit something else to open up the bottle. But I feel like it might be a step-by-step. But we'll see how that goes. But anyway, there's no better. Like, this is just, the timing's great. I'm new to Blind Barrel. I'm super excited about it. These have been sitting out now for, well, long enough, okay? All right. I do have ADHD, though, a little bit. So I don't know if I can do this. This is going to be a first. You're seeing the first, me doing this for the first time on camera and giving notes out loud. Okay, so anyway, this is ridiculous. This is why it's called Dummies, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I almost said F word, and I haven't even drank yet. Here we go. And know when I'm getting weird stuff is... Anyway, all right, here we go. That's really unique. That's really nice. I mean, I want to say that I feel like it's youngish. I don't feel like it's super old. But it's got some really unique things happening. Again, I'm not going to give you all the apricot and... I'll say things sometimes. It's like Matt Porter did a thing about noses. Like, it's not even so much that it's... that exact smell, it's that it reminds you of something. So I just talk in really general terms. I know what I like. It's probably not going to play well on the channel, but let me see.
Dude.
The when I kind of did a nose exhale there, that sort of gave me some things. I might just learn a new thing doing my first video. Kind of coming out with that. Yeah, there's oak in it. It's bright. It's floral. But gosh darn, there's something in there. It's kind of a butterscotch. I mean, it's very traditional. It's got the traditional smells and it's just got a little bit of that sort of bright, whether that's youthy or whether that's the floralness. And now apricot's in my head. It's ridiculous. I want to say it out loud, but I'm not going to. Anyway, I like that. On a first glance, I mean, I'm going to just talk everything out loud. I would obviously wouldn't be this talkative probably, but... And if I have a guest, I'm going to let them do their thing without talking a lot. We're just going to kind of give some general stuff, make our notes, and then we'll come back and share them with everybody when we're done. But, you know, it feels like a 7, 7.5 nose maybe. It's like it's good, solid. It's a little quirky. It's a little different. Here's another thing I really like, and so that I get points for sometimes, as long as it works, is every time you come back to the nose, it's a little different. That's that complexity you're looking for. And that's where that I like the more complex. And if it's one note, if I can just smell one thing and then it tastes like one, if the rye goes like this, I'm probably, you know, not. But if it's this, it's kind of doing this and it's kind of, you know, man, we're talking about the twists and the turns and whatever. I got to stop watching myself, one, because I'm not making eye contact with you, and two, because I keep going opposite direction of what I want to do because I see myself. God, I think the trick is don't have the screen on in the future. That's what I'm going to do. 7.5 on initial. Let me take a taste of this. Okay. The nose was more... I like the nose more than... The palate and the finish initially, but let's just say that's the first. It's been a while, so let me get back here a second. Yeah, I mean, it makes the nose better. Typically when you drink it, if you come back, the nose is even better, but it opens up some things. God, I wish I could say notes though. This is the dummies part, right? Like, isn't this frustrating? Or like, you want to be able to articulate yourself like our heroes, like our whiskey heroes do, and you're like, I can't articulate myself. It's kind of got a grapey, jammy quality to it. It's got that brightness, but it does sort of, again, have that caramel and butterscotch, smooth whiskey thing going on. So when you combine them, depending on how you get it, it kind of turns into like a compote-y, sweet, maple. Oh yeah, maple syrup. Anyway, the nose is really good. I still might be on 7.5, but it might be an 8. But anyway, so the nose hits me here, right? So I'm sitting at an 8-ish. I want that palate to be an 8. Or a 9, right? I don't want to go... So this one kind of, it goes into the mouth, and it just sort of falls out. Like, you get this strong nose, and then as soon as it hits the palate, like, I want to feel things. Like, when it's sitting in my mouth, because I kind of sit it in there for a second, I roll it around a little bit, I want to feel it lighten up parts of my mouth, right? Hitting all these different receptors. This sort of hits like water. It just sort of kind of feels light and refreshing, which is not what I'm looking for. And then the finish is also light and not offensive, but it kind of comes back and does a little pepper sizzle at the end. So that's kind of interesting. And the taste, the flavor is not bad. It's just fairly simple. And the mouth feel and the experience is very simple. And again, I usually am scoring by this point, but let me just write some things. Let me just go, I'm going to say it's an 8 nose. Because I'm going to hold to that. But gosh darn, like, and I hate to ding things that it's like, it's because there's a place for everybody with these things, but I just know what I want to do. And if I'm going to drink something straight, I want it to kind of give me an experience. So that one fell off and it was interesting. I'll be curious to know like what's going on there. Cause it may be a, agree. Like it may be a malt that I'm not used to. So I haven't had any single malts yet. So that would be a first. There's a single malt in here, or a rice, or just something kind of. It just felt a little different and nice, but just kind of non-offensive too. So I'll hit it again when we come back around. But I kind of feel like that's a six, and that's pretty low for me. And then that finish kind of comes back and does a little sizzly thing there, kind of decent. I mean, it kind of got might go back to a seven. So let's see if we can go a little faster now that I've ran my mouth forever. So that was 10 minutes for one drink. So we're going to swirl quick. Holy moly. Wow, that punches you. Not ethanol, not like punch, like, woo, you know, but I mean, like, that's so good. That, jeez, that's got a lot of things going on. That's got some citrus. Oh, I want to pull all the notes. So I'll just talk again in my terms. It's doing like six things at one time, which excites me, right? Makes things move a little bit. And for those of you that are in this, you know, like, it's the same receptor sometimes. It moves sometimes. But like, it's like on one, it's got one channel that's doing all the, it's got that chocolate, you know, oaky, maybe even a little coffee in there, but that really, I love the deep smells and the deep flavor. So it's, you know, the molasses is in there. But then it's got another layer on top of that. It's like a cake, you know? It's got a little of that kind of sourness that I don't love. Could be wheaty. Wheats have great noses, but I don't love how they drink. I'm not a wheat guy usually. See, since I can't pull a lot of notes, I should just go faster. But I like this. It's hitting me on like three levels. It's got the depth. It's got the kind of, that kind of, the middle, the caramels and the whatever. And then it's got that kind of fruity, citrusy, sweet something sprinkled on the top. That's really nice. So, okay, let me drink it first. Holy cow. Wow, okay, so two at this point is kicking one's ass. We'll say that. Because we're going to rank them, too. We got to do that. That nose was complex, and then the mouth and the palate came in, and it also, like, I just felt it lighten up in there, so I was like, this is good. The flavors were good. I don't know. We're going to do it again and just see what it was. But then the finish, I don't know if I've had a finish like that before, and we'll see it. And then, again, sometimes it does it the first time, and then it just goes away. But it was like, woo, and then it was like, it like built, and then like did something, I don't know what happened. That was a very effervescent, but also peppery. It was like, what would that even be? What could you compare that to? Oh my God, I don't know, like a jalapeno pineapple soda, like where you're just like at the end, you're just like everything's firing and it's kind of bubbly, and that's crazy. I need to breathe. I'm going to pass out. That's so weird. What is that? I need Matt, or I need someone to tell me. I want someone to do this with me. That's why I'm bringing people on, by the way, because this is what you get with me, is just ignorance. So we bring someone else on. They may say something and go, oh my God, that's exactly what it is. But also we work on influence. So someone could be like, that's whatever, a peat moss garden. And I'm like, yeah, it's a peat moss garden. It's good. That's really good. I'm going to give that an 8 on the nose. Peanuts. Matt talks about peanuts all the time. I know there's a smell that's like consistent with bean, but, and I sometimes get it. I mean, nuttiness in general, that peanut oil, at the very end of this finish, it was like all the way to the end, and it was like, boop, boop. Kind of a little nut tickle there at the end, which we all enjoy. The palate is it starts you here, and it kind of drops down with the palate, and then it's like, whoop, it takes off the finish. Which finishes for me are something where like I, if a hard time scoring that. They're all, I'll know, like, that's really good. And it usually it's like it's really good because it sort of stays consistent with everything else, the nose and the palate, and now here that finish. But this one, like, I don't know, like, that the finish is winning the day. I feel like the palate drops down to like a 7. It's non-offensive. It's smooth. It's easy. It's something that probably most people would be like, yes, that's really good. That's what I want to taste when I drink whiskey. But it's not going to kill me. So I don't think it's high proof. Either of these have been high proof so far. Which again, see, that's where you're going to lose me. So like if all these are 90s and 80s and 85s and whatever, like it's in that, it's the nose can be great, but it's going to be in that palate. In the mouth, it's going to fall flat for me, and that's just the way it is. So I'm thinking it's probably a low proof. But that finish, I got to give that a 9.5. I don't even know if I usually have ever scored a finish well. I'm supposed to be drinking water in between, but I'm talking so damn much that I didn't do it. I don't think I did it between that one. Did I?
Shit. Did I?
Crap. Ah, shit. Cussing on my first thing. I'm probably going to get banned from YouTube before I even have a video out. Okay, so like I said, I just did water. I don't know if I did that last time, but I know I'm talking so dang much that it probably doesn't matter. But I could still taste, too. So I kind of want to get that out of my mouth. And then I kind of want to let my mouth dry back out again because I don't really want that water impacting me.
Can you hear the music?
That, no. I can hear it. Is it Kev Moe? Nope. Leftover Salmon. It better not be Kev Moe singing with
them. I think it is Kev Moe singing with them.
This is a Nathaniel Rateliff Spotify radio station. So shout out to Nathaniel Rateliff. So, okay, I'm not trying to do this to get famous. I'm not trying to do this to be a pro. But gosh darn it, I'll tell you what the long-term plan is now that I've had two drinks of whiskey and I'm on an empty stomach, so I'm blasted. It's to get people that have some sort of, that are interesting, you know, that I respect and admire and, you know, it being in the Kansas City area, then it could be Kansas City people. You know, I joke like I get the mayor of Kansas City on here just because why the heck not? And we're not talking about Kansas City politics. We're talking about whiskey. How cool is that? Jason Sudeikis, if you're listening, local awesome actor, Heidi Gardner. I mean, like, there's all Aristotle Street that was going to be actors. You know, there's a million. You know, John Wendt.
George. It's George Wendt. I'm so sorry, George. As soon as I watched it, I was like, who's John Wendt? It's George. But all apologies, even though I know better. I was a little buzzed and low blood sugared and kind of high in this hour and a half ramble of my first test shoot. So, George, all apologies if you see this. Love to have you belly up to my bar. If, you know, George passed this along, maybe George has a brother named John. John, if you're super into bourbon, you can join George and we can have a good old time. So, anyway. Back to the programming. Sorry again, George. George Wendt.
Norm from Cheers. Like, how perfect would that be? Have Norm bellying up to my bar and drinking whiskey with me? Come on. Norm, if you're out there, come on over. I'm in the neighborhood. All right. Number 3.
Oh, what the hell is that? Oh, my God. This is the fun of blinds, people. This is why our channel's going to be so much fun together, right?
Because you don't know what you're going to get. Like, I know when I pour blinds from my own cabinet that I like pretty much what's in there. But I want my friends and my guests to come over and bring me, or you guys, to send me something completely different, you know? That is, I don't know what the living heck that was. Oh, Lord. Lord. What is this? Oh, I just want to scan the QR code right now. I can't even, I wish I could just be like, smell that. It's, I've never smelled anything like it, ever. And I've not drank everything, but I've drank a lot. I do not like this. This is not good. But this is really unique. So I give it points for being different. And I give Blind Barrel points for finding something unique and different to give people because why just give people, you know, these were all standard enough that you're like, yeah, I could get that on my shelf. I don't need to go drive to whatever state these are from, you know. So I don't know what that smell is, but I do not like it. I can't even tell you what that is. I can't even tell you how to, I can't even describe this. It's so different. It's got, it's just, I want to say perfume, like women's perfuming, which would make you think like probably going to go way more floral than it is. It's, oh geez. It's got a lot of grape in it. It's also got a lot of sour milk in it. So maybe that's the combo. Like grape juice and sour milk. Feet. What the? I'm making it sound maybe worse than it is, but this is not for me. But this is the great thing about this. This is why I had this channel, right? Because someone's going to be here sometime. He's going to go, oh my gosh, I've never smelled something like this before. That's the best thing I've ever had. And I'll be like, sweet, I hate it. But I'm never going to cut someone down and be like, you are wrong. That's garbage. Because I'm a dummy. And this person will be a dummy in their own way. And it's all about what you like. And obviously, someone distilled this, barreled this in some regard, maybe finished it, because it might be finished, I don't know, and has bottled it and is selling it. They've got a brand, and then Blind Barrel found them and was like, this is cool, let's get. So this isn't me going, oh, is not saying it's gross to everybody. It's just it's different, and it's too different for me probably. It's not okay. Like a port wine, that sort of that soury but super syrupy sweet. There's floral, but there's fruit. I mean, it's like a port wine, and I don't like port wine. There's even a little cinnamon in the back, though. Okay, see, this is my tasty notes, right? It's like it takes me some time. We'll get there. Let's taste this in the effort. Oh God, I'm kind of scared almost. Okay. Oh, fuck. I said the F word. See, that's another thing. Is this real? I'm not trying to be polished. I keep looking at myself in the eye. Brett, this is real. That's where your eyes are. All right. I'm going to do this again. Here's the deal. Again, I feel like we're just all low proof. Do I need to write Blind Barrel of a strongly worded letter? We need a proofy bastard for the next one. So, I mean, they are going to be my future sponsors, right? Literally, I think I'm prominently displayed right there. That nose is so huge. Like, it's kind of one note. I mean, it's multi notes, but it's just, oh, big nose. And then it comes in the mouth and it's just like, oh, don't start having those jokes yet. Not in episode one. So it gets in your mouth and it just like goes, it kind of just washes away, and I was like, that's what my face was like, what's happening, and this is doing nothing in my mouth. But then that finish, same with this one, just went boing. Like, what? So what? I'll be curious, like, if we've got a theme here that's really like, it's a grain thing that's causing this radical finish that I haven't had before. But the mouth just fell right off again. So that's every so often I'm like, that's actually pretty good, and that sour hits me. That sour milk is not good. You don't want blueberry yogurt. Ah. Oh. But it's unique, and I give it points for unique. I'm going to give it a six nose. That's not very good. God, jeez. Okay. So I'm going to give it a seven on the mouth, because it's just fine. It's nice. It's easy. It doesn't taste offensive. It tastes good. It's not, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. And then that finish takes off, and I like an experience. You know, you're going to get that age, and it's like life, or it's a lot of meh, you know? So make me feel something, you know? Make something tingle. Make something, you know, even if it's a little offensive, you know? Let's just not be nice and easy, you know what I'm saying? So I like the sizzly rye that it's given me. I don't know if it's doing a lot flavor-wise that's, like, amazing, but it's fun, and it's different. I'll say 8 for now. 6, 7, 8. Crap, I don't like the nose very much. And then it's okay. And then that's pretty fun, you know. So, all right. All right. Seriously. Can we get done in an hour and a half? And then I can go get some Taco Bell. Because I get Taco Bell once a week. And that's what I'm allowed to do now from my wife, who runs the books. Plus, I'm trying to get back into a shape. I don't know. So, let's see what 4 does. So far, 2 is by far my winner. I'd like 4 to come in here and give me... I love something new, but also, like, a new awesome. But maybe... I don't know. We'll see. Pretty good. It's new, but it's pretty good. It's like that kind of cinnamon apple... I'm making shit up now. I'm just making stuff up. I'm trying to say the words, you know? Because it, like... It gives you that experience. Like, now I would say, it's like, I feel why it doesn't really have that cinnamon candy thing, but it's like, there's a bright red spiciness. This is really good so far. This is traditional. This is just a solid, kind of complex nose. Let's just drink. Let's just learn. This is what we're doing together. For you 4 people that watch this, and if you actually watch the whole thing, please send me a message. I don't even know. Like, you get something. I mean, you're going to be, like, on a wall of fame. Like, you'll be on this wall back here. Just be, like, Aaron and I, and then, like, the 2 people who watched the whole first video. You're OGs. Like, you get some shit from this world. It might just be your 2 pictures on my wall that Aaron and I look at forever, and there's no more videos, but you guys were... weird and cool and had nothing to do one time and watched an hour and 30 minutes of an idiot talking, and then you just know that your pictures are on my wall forever. Or it could be that you're in my circle because you're the first people. I don't know. I should shut up. Old cat's yelling. If you heard that, that was Cheetah. Okay. I'm sorry. This is the problem. I feel like I got to get all these things out in one episode. But what you eat that day, what you don't eat that day, your mood that day, how much sleep you got, are you happy, are you sad, are you in the middle, what's going on outside? I got my windows open. What's coming in the house? It all matters to what things smell like and taste like. But something is going on here. Like, I'll be interested if this plays out when we know what they are. Because the finish on all these last 3 have been, like, just different. They've been crazy. This one, Jesus, and now I'm burping. Empty stomach bourbon burps. Excuse me. This one was nice. This one's solid. This one's good. I don't know. Let me stop talking because I'm losing track of all my faculties, so. You call it a 2-note. It's fairly straightforward in the nose. It's good. It's really good. But it's yeah, there's a sour in there. I'm gonna call it a 7.5. We'll see what the rest does. I feel like this might be the proofiest, the higher proof of all of them, maybe. But it's still not kind of like, it doesn't quite hold up to the nose and the finish in the palate. But I like it. It's solid. I'm going to throw an 8 on it, which would be the highest mouth we've had so far, highest palate. I said I'll do 10s. I kind of feel like I need to give this a 9.5, and I gave a 9.5 earlier, but I can't. So I'm going to already knock that down. So we're going to come back around here. I'm going to do this. So let me see if I can go faster. Okay, so smell your sleeve or smell your arm. There's different tricks to kind of clean your nasal passages there. Drink of water. So let's just really quick, like, let's just do some comparisons. Let's just do this. Doing that had the best nose. The first time through, this had the best nose, but it's just kind of coming off. minerally and oak, like wet oak. This one's nice, but it's basic. This one's really, this one's pretty solid. Like, I feel like I have to go. That's an 8 at least. This one drops. That one drops to a 7. This one's just so bad. I don't, ugh, that's like a 5. That's, woof, okay. Again, I do this a little different every time, so bear with me. But the point is to try to get to some sort of spot. So we're going to come back around. It's just fine. After going through everything, again, that's kind of like by itself. I did what I did, 8, 6, 7. Yeah, it's just fine. It's just completely non-offensive, completely... I wouldn't have any reason to just drink that again. That's just like, it's just, it's okay. I don't know. I think I did a 6 the first time. I feel like it's not a 6.5 and a 7. I'm not going to drink water between them. Okay, so second time, 7, I like. 7, I think I like. Maybe a 7.5 even, maybe. And that finished the first time was a 9.5 because I just didn't have my bearings, maybe. And I like it, but it doesn't have a lot of... It gives me a good zing, but it doesn't necessarily have a lot of flavor and run on it. I'm going to let it keep its 9. What the fuck? Sorry, I cussed again. I don't know. If I put this video out, I can't believe I'll put it out. But I don't know if I put it out, would I put it out uncut? That's a lot to ask someone. I don't know. We're going to probably have to edit this down. God, and then I'm going to obsess about it. Something's going to come out. I just stick it out there, whatever. God, I hate you. Dad, what is this nose? I'm sorry. And I'm sorry because at some point, of course, we're going to be huge with a million followers, whatever. And then whoever this is has put time and love and care into their product. And it's different. And for them, they love it. And I hate to be the person. This is terrible. No, for me, that doesn't work for me. Whatever's going on in that, it's a lot of sweet and, oh, God, I don't know. Don't like it. Do not like that. I like that it's here, okay, but kudos to you, distiller. I like that it's doing something. Thank you for making a statement. Thank you for having something dynamic, different, something for me to even think about. This is, I've never had this, so I'm excited that I'm having it. I don't like it, though. I did 7 and 8 last time. That's not that. It's a 6.5. Through the 7. I'm just... We're pulling stuff out of our asses. Who the fuck knows? Can your first video that goes for an hour and a half have F-bombs? I don't know. Maybe I bleep them. Here's the thing. If you're going to follow and you're going to like this. You're going to like that I'm in my house. You're going to like that picture is crooked and it's been crooked for months. And that our house is disgusting and we haven't cleaned it and you can't see over there how disgusting. Oh, my cat's over there again. Like, you're going to like the reality of this. And I want to be able to be myself and that you connect with that. And at some point, maybe I start to say other things about other weird topics because we're all alive and someone got me on a tangent. It's not going to be for everybody. Some people are going to want the really tight, crafted 10 minutes. Give me some information and let me go home. And some are going to want to, like, spend time with me in my kitchen. So that's what this whole thing is. You're spending time with me in my kitchen every time. And you should feel like that. And some of you will get to come on to the channel and be in this stream with everybody else. Some of you will be right here actually enjoying this in my kitchen. So this is just trying to be as real as it can be and as dumb as we can be as we do it, for better or worse. After all of this, it's a little burny. I like it. 8? Yeah, that's what I get last. See, and sometimes you impress yourself with your whatever system. Okay, we'll say 8. That might be 7.5, but I like it. Still running. I feel like that's maybe a 7.5. I gave it 8 before in the mouth. And 9, and we're going to go 9. I'm gonna drop this one to 8.5. I was just feeling super excited to be with you guys. And by you guys, I mean me. That's the narcissist. I'm so excited to be drinking whiskey by myself. Listen to the music that I love. Camp. By the way, if you know Camp, he's on right now. I should just tag everything that I mentioned. So see what I can generate out of that. But Camp's on right now. Camp's awesome. Camp just canceled his Kansas City tour. Camp, Oberle's going great. You broke my heart. I've been waiting to see you for a long time. I was so excited. Like, Camp is awesome. He's on the mix right now. So I think we've got this. So now, again, do I edit or not edit? Edit, I don't know. But this is where math comes in, and I get to get the calculator out usually to get a good score. So that's a 7 average. Okay. 7.5. That's a 6.2. That's an 8.2. Okay, so that boop, 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 alarm should go off. 8.2 means it would be top shelf in my collection. And again, so that's changed. It used to be 8s and above were top shelf, and my scores changed sometimes, and then my space changed. I just ran out of space. I had too much good stuff. So 8.2 and above in my scale goes on my top shelf. This would be top shelf, and I'm excited to see what they are. So stick with me. We're going to figure this out. And I'm curious to know what Blind Barrel provides. This is a great long ad for Blind Barrel. So I can't wait, Blind Barrel, for you to sponsor this channel immediately. Now I got to read, and my eyes are bad. I should put my glasses on. Chambers Bay. Okay. Chambers Bay. I've never heard of that. This is why Blind Barrel is so awesome. Who the hell would ever have Chambers Bay from University Place, Washington? There's a town in Washington called University Place. That doesn't seem realistic. Okay. This is the Blue Label straight bourbon whiskey. Okay. And I didn't do any. So that's another thing I don't do. That's a rye. That's a weed. I did say weeded on one of these because I was like, it's got kind of sour nose. I don't remember which one it was, but we'll see. Fun fact, this whiskey isn't aged on land, but in boathouses on a dock, giving each barrel a distinct character shaped by the sea. So we know Jefferson's does that. That was their gimmick for a while, rolling them out on boats and taking them different places. So now it looks like Chambers Bay is trying to kind of do the same thing, right? We're here on a bay. Let's put our storage right by the water. So that's fun. I gave this one a 7, right? So a 7 would be something that's like super drinkable, super solid, you know, whatever. 95 proof. So again, I said anything under 100 proof, I'm probably not going to love. What did I do on the, 6.5. 4 years. I also said probably we don't have a lot of age. So far, so good. We don't have a lot of age things. So what's our mash bill? 70% sweet yellow corn, 20% soft white wheat. I'm not a weeded guy. It falls off in the palate for me. And 10% malted barley, all grains from Washington State, which I love. My wife and I just bought some land here around Kansas City. And my goal is distill my own bourbon out there from grains from the area and age them in white oak from my land, hopefully, or from the area. It made by a cooperage in the area. You know, so props to you, Blue Lake, no, Chambers Bay. Local. Here's our local grains. Here's our local sea. Here's our local air. Here's our local climate. I love all that. I mean, I'm going to read this on my own because I'm curious, because that's awesome. They're providing notes. They're providing, you know, their take, Blind Barrel's take. They're providing the distillery's take. I love all that. So, all right. So a 95 proof, weeded. I gave it a 7. I liked its nose. I thought its mouth was fine. I thought its finish was fine. Okay, so let's go back. Let's do sample B, which I liked a little bit better because of its finish, which is unique. So this is Whiskey Acres Distilling Company out of DeKalb, Illinois. This is the best thing about this. No one's heard of these so far, right? Unless you're in Illinois or you've seen it before. Or you're just that level of bourbon geek, which is possible. This whiskey, this is the fun fact, I'll read it. This whiskey was a recommendation from one of our subscribers. Awesome, see, I love that interconnection with the subscribers. The first rec that has made it to the lineup, we know it won't be the last. So it's a bottled and bond bourbon, so it's at least 4 years distilled and aged in the same place. It's 100 proof, okay? 5 years, 75% dent corn, but I love that, different types of corn, right? 15% soft red winter wheat, and 10% malted barley. So we're a weeder again. Okay. And someone's texting me, and she's annoying, and I apologize. Is there anything I need to read about this? Their take. This is about as real as it gets. Whiskey Acres is a true farm distillery, taking care to craft their whiskey from seed to spirit. I love that. This 5-year bottled and bond bourbon really impressed us with its depth of flavor and its uniqueness, bringing something new to the whiskey table. As a testament to their commitment to their farm-crafted motto, they not only have a master distiller, but also a master farmer. Nick and Jamie, the founders of Whiskey Acres, have their background integrated farming and seed innovation, giving them the know-how to impress the founding father of the craft distillery movement, Dave Pickerel of Whistle Pig, Watershed, and Garrison Brothers fame, who worked with Jesus a long write-up. This is a long write-up. Basically, they are in Illinois, and they are farming. They are doing it the right way. They're farming it themselves. They're you know, harvesting themselves. They're distilling themselves. They're aging. They're distilling and aging it themselves. This is awesome. I love this. So, Whiskey Acres, good on you. You were a 7.5 for me, which is a little better than good. It's a good. That's a good whiskey for me. All right, let's see what this next one was, because I am super curious about this one. Oh, well, I'm a Midwest guy, so. Iowa Legendary Rye. Iowa Legendary Rye out of Carroll, Iowa. Anyone watching from Carroll, Iowa, you're like, that's my distillery, damn it. I love them. They're great. And I love that. And I hope you do love it. But also, that's the fun of bourbon, is genuinely mood, attitude, your background. It all plays into how we feel about these things. I'm a Ben Holiday. I'm going to go to the grave with Ben Holiday. They're doing it right by me and by whiskey. And they're local. So I have to like be like ride or die Ben Holiday. I don't care what you do. You know, you could put out a whatever, distilled something. So what's the fun fact about Iowa Legendary Rye? This is a true Prohibition era rye crafted in an old school bootlegger still from an authentic recipe handed down from a female distiller who made what was Al Capone's favorite pour. So this is authentically or in some way documented Al Capone's favorite whiskey. I guess the lesson there is, for me, Al Capone and I did not see eye to eye. And that's probably goes to more than just our whiskey. You know, with the murder and all of that. I'm not really down with the murder. This was 105 proof, which I like. No age statement. So we could be proofed up there where I like it, but it might be a 2 or 3 year. I don't know what this is. So there's no age statement. 100% rye. I have a rare character pick from ADHD Whiskey that is amazing. It I think it's a 95% rye, which is a lot of rye. It's so good, top shelf. It'll be in a blind sometime, probably. 100% rye? I don't know if I've done 100% rye before. That's good. This, first of all, this service is awesome. Please do this. Like, yeah, if you're watching this, check out Blind Barrels. And I will say this too about Blind Barrels. The owner has literally texted me personally to ask me questions about my subscription, about what I want for shipping dates. And it's just a real person doing real stuff. So this is great. You get to try things that Al Capone loved and that I don't really love. But, okay, sample D is something that, okay, it was my top shelf. And that's funny because this is one that I've heard of and I've seen things, right? So it's the Mythology Distillery at Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Fun fact, this brand was launched with the help of a domesticated badger on one of the founders' trips to Alaska, where the brand's idea was formed. They were hanging out with the Tiger King of Alaska, yikes, who brought out a badger on a leash. I'm an animal advocate, so I don't like this person, whoever this person is, to hang out with them around the campfire, and thus the idea for the spirit animal hybrids on the label was born. So the whiskey says Best Friend Cask Strength Bourbon, 118 proof. So if you watch this whole ridiculous video, I said, to get to know me, I'm a cask strength proof whore. The proofiest booger in the bunch got the highest scores. It's let's see what's in it. A 15-year Kentucky bourbon that's basically 80% corn, 10% rye, 8.5% barley. So it's 78.5% corn, 13% rye, 8.5% barley. A 5-year Indiana bourbon, usually that's going to be NGP, 60% corn, 36% rye, 4% barley. And a 3-year Indiana bourbon, 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% barley. So I said I don't love Wheatits. We had a lot of wheat in these. Now we hit the one that's it's all rye mash bills, higher rye mash bills, traditional mash bills. We have a 15-year, and we don't know what the mix is. That 15-year is probably a small amount, and then it's probably a lot of the 3-year and a little bit less of the 5-year and a little bit less of the, is that what it was? 15, 5, 3. Okay, it's just 3. So that was really good. The finish is where it was where it's all at. Yeah, I've heard good things about Mythology. I haven't had it. This is great. I got to try it and then I really like it. So yeah, the things you can geek out on with doing blinds and with this blind barrel group, you know, they tell you about how these different people are doing it around the country, and that's the fun of where we are now. I think we're through maybe the rush of all the traditionals and Buffalo Trace products and whatever being like the have-to-haves. I think what you're going to start seeing is these upstarts. I keep mentioning Ben Holiday here in town, but you know, that are doing things right, but they're different, and it's in it, and you can get it, or you can get it and pay 60 instead of, you know, 600. So that's what we had today with this Blind Barrels, inaugural Virgin Blind Barrels for me, inaugural video shoot for Drams for Dummies, also probably just for me. If you kind of see where we're going or see what I'm kind of doing here and you kind of want to take part in it, have a voice in it, and appreciate the blind aspect and the trying new things and literally getting, you know, someone's just unbiased opinion as much as possible, and that's enjoyable to you, and you said you want to experience this, and you know that if the more you watch, if there's other videos, that you're going to hear more and literally hear more and maybe see the chickens and you're going to hear the cat and Being unlike Bourbon Junkie, she won't jump up onto the counter. She can't. She's too old to make that jump anymore, I think. So if she does that, that's a video worth watching. But yeah, you'll get to know me better. There'll be someone here a lot with me, and you'll get to know them a little bit. But more than anything, again, you'll just get to know what I'm looking for. What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I do and not buy for various reasons? And then what's their experience? What are they into? And somewhere in there, you're going to find a connection, I hope, or something you didn't know before. Or just a different perspective that you can sort of balance into your own thoughts and feelings. So that's kind of the thing here. Yeah. All right. Guys, like Matt says, I love y'all. Anyone that watched this, God bless you. And come back. Subscribe and follow and like and do and set your notifications to up, because this may never happen again. So by subscribing and having that notification on, you know you're not going to get bothered by a lot of stuff. But if something ever pops out again, you're like, ooh, I watched the first awkward Seinfeld episode, the first awkward Drams. Yeah, for dummies. Jesus, I just probably got my own channel name. I want to see what he's doing the second time. Is it going to be an hour and 45 minutes of craziness by himself, or does he actually have a guest this time? I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to call it a day. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Cheers to me for, I don't know, being stupid enough, I should say dumb enough, to put this out. Cheers to you for watching that, or some of that. You got to the end of part two, I don't know how. But whatever you did, God bless you. Cheers to you. Man, if you're there, if you're here at this point, it just gets better from here. This is like the awkward pilot. Subscribe. Think about being a patron so you can be in this community that we're going to grow together. And click on the next episode there, wherever the episodes are in your screen right now. Click on episode 2 or however I've labeled it. Me and Justin doing ourselves the first blind doing ourselves. That's a terrible way to intro something. I should edit it, but I probably won't because I'm a dummy. Watch our first episode of actually having guests and keep rolling with us. Subscribe. Consider being a patron. Love you for even being here. If you've got some comments, let me have it. Love you guys.
Something. The biggest thing.